Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
There's different structures that you can try to get to a championship. There's a 2-3, you know, star players, and then a lot of role players. Or you can build it as a 9-10, very good players. And I think now we're leaning towards to have a lot of solid, good players. A 9-10 that can last through the season.
That was Arturis Karnišovas just after the trade deadline last season explaining how you could build a contender with 9 to 10 very good players. He said it. Many laughed and scoffed at him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just watched an NBA Finals with an Indiana Pacers team that kind of falls into that mode. Now they have...
Fine. Okay, who's your Halliburton?
Oh, no.
Who's your Siakam?
They're not there. No.
But I think that the point is well taken. The Pacers were a committee with a chairman of the committee or a co-chairman of the committee, right? They were a committee approach to winning it all. The OKC Thunder, they had the MVP and they had you know, his sidekick, and they had that more traditional way of winning a championship. What AK's leaning into is the committee approach, and the Bulls need depth in that context.
Let me bounce it back to you. How many of those 9 to 10 do you believe are on the roster right now that could contend one day for a championship?
It's hard to really answer that, Marshall, because like you don't go much deeper than 5, 6. I don't even know if you get there.
On the Bulls right now?
4?
I don't see more
okay.
than...
Okay, you could win on a team like the Pacers. Let's say like the Pacers.
Okay.
You could see Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu having roles on a team like that, because I don't know contractually if that makes sense, but you're asking me from a basketball perspective.
No, I'm asking strictly basketball.
You could see those two guys playing roles because they're both... They have different strengths and they complement each other pretty well.
I noticed who you did not say off the top.
Who's that?
Josh Giddey. You didn't say that off
well,
the top.
Well, I think that he's in the next kind of level. Because I'm thinking backcourt and moving up. So I think Josh Giddey is a guy that you can envision playing multiple roles. His versatility would be valuable. I don't know if it's $30 million a year valuable.
It's not.
But it's the market rate, and you might have to overpay.
What are you... See,
you that's... You might have to overpay.
Here's when you say market rate. Here's where I push back
it's
heavily on that.
It's a complacency tax. It's a complacency tax.
Here's what I say to that. When you talk about market rate, I understand capitalism. I studied in school. Supply and demand,
you were
right?
A history major.
Oh, no.
No, you were math. You're a math guy.
Yeah, I am a math guy.
And you went
guy.
To college for free. Mississippi State.
If it's free, it's me. My favorite price is free 99 on all things.
But you overlooked that. That was an academic scholarship.
Yes, I'm it impressed. Was. We are not all blessed to go on athletic scholarships such as the great Hall of Famer.
Okay, let's move on.
Multiple Hall of Fames, right, David Haugh.
So your point was what?
So the point is this. Giddey... They're talking about $30 million, David. They're talking about $30 million.
I know.
Who are they bidding against?
Well, they're bidding against the team that might swoop in and get them. I don't know the answer to that, Marshall, but
let me ask you
it
this,
wouldn't
David.
Surprise me if a team were to look at their cap situation. I'd have to do more research.
There's only
honestly.
One. I'm about to tell you. There's Who only one it? Team that has the cap space to do something. The Brooklyn Nets. That doesn't fit what they're trying to do.
Okay.
How can you, in good conscience, as a front office member for the Bulls or really any NBA team, especially with your track record and how people are looking at you, sign Josh Giddey to a $30 million per year contract without him at first signing an offer sheet with another team saying someone else wanted to pay you $30 million?
You want the rest of the team to set the market for you?
That's why you have restricted free agency.
You would like to trust the Bulls to be able to do that. I just don't, I guess. I don't think that they would. I just don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to probably overpay to keep him.
Does that mean they did not learn the lesson when it came to what they did with Patrick Williams?
Well, I'm not sure what that lesson is. I mean, first of all, they overdrafted him.
Don't let people come and take your money without making them sign an offer sheet as a restricted free agent. Remember that time?
He was overdrafted and overpaid. That's a bad combination, by the way. You don't want to do that. With Josh Giddey, I do think that he proved last year he's worth keeping. Second half of the season was pretty impressive, Marshall. He was in pretty rare company when you look at his numbers. I know they may be, to some people, empty calories, but I do think that you could justify keeping him. And if you have the
I don't have a problem with them keeping him. I don't have a problem with the Bulls keeping Josh Giddey. You just don't need to pay him more than you need to pay him. And if that's $22, $23, $25 million, okay. But why are you paying him $30 million?
Cap's going up. $30 million isn't what it used to be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That second apron is real, David. And so when you sign a guy like that to $30 million,
you are the master of the second apron.
He's got to be.
I've heard you talk about the second apron before.
And we're going to talk about it more.
How many aprons do you have?
I have one apron at my house. But listen
to
this.
Your kitchen is immaculate.
It's a single apron.
I don't like. I've never used an apron.
I have a buddy.
Well,
David,
when you ever cook bacon, you need an apron.
Well, I know you do with the popcorn.
And
of course,
popcorn.
Thank you. Yes.
Look, no one's disrespecting your popcorn making skills.
You better not.
So what I'm saying is, if you sign Josh Giddey to a $30 million a year contract, he then has to be the blank best player on your team. You fill in that blank and explain how you're going to construct a championship contender.
Second best. Now he's the second best.
Do you think Josh Giddey can be the second best player on an NBA title team? An NBA Eastern Conference Finals team even? No.
Not at this moment.
The point is, if he's on a team that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's probably the...
You're getting caught up in the dollars.
At best. Okay, why was the Desmond Bane trade made?
Dollars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What? And so, understand the dollars play a bigger part in this post-Big 3 era than it ever has before in the NBA. And you have to be conscious of that. Otherwise, you're building a train wreck. See, last team that the Bulls got to the playoffs...
Back to the exercise. Okay, we don't want to get sidetracked on money because I think it's inevitable that Josh Giddey is going to stay here. So you ask, how many players on this current roster are going to be part of a playoff caliber Eastern Conference top four team?
You said Dosunmu, White,
Io,
Giddey.
Kobe, Giddey, Matas, Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball's not going to be here.
Why?
Because he signed a two-year deal, and they're not going anywhere in the next 2 years.
Okay, but you asked a question good enough. Or still here?
Okay, so five guys. But so they're halfway there.
If you want to be realistic about who's going to be still here, I should mention Patrick Williams, because his contract is not movable. And the only way you're going to get rid of him is to eat it, and they're not going to do that. So let's scratch out Lonzo Ball, because he'll be long gone, and P. Will is here for the duration. So we got five players typically right now on the list. Where's Dalen Terry? Is he part of that group?
Of course not.
All right. Well, why is of course not? Is Julian Phillips of course not?
He might be. He might be.
All right.
But the problem is now you've gotten to six players, and those six players aren't good enough to win a title. And the three players they'd have to add to be able to be title contenders would have to be better than all the players on your roster except for maybe one or two.
Is the 12th pick in the draft one of those guys, and how big of a difference can he make?
He better be. That is my point.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.